He's the famous frontman pulling double duty for both the Angels and the Screaming Jets. But even one of the busiest musos in Australia still has to stop for lunch and a chat to Oz Music's biggest names. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
And this is our Lunch with Gleeso catch-up podcast, with conversations you may have missed earlier and the parts we just didn't have time to play today.
One of Australia's great songwriters, I think Victoria will bestow upon him their greatest honour one day for bringing the life and times of the suburbs and surrounds of Melbourne to life, to all Australians. And we're joined right now by Paul Kelly. How you going, Paul?
G'day, Dave. How are you?
Mate, what a busy year it's been for you on the back of the success of your Life is Fine album. You've done a fair bit of touring around the traps, and then you've come back to sink your teeth into your latest album, Nature.
Yeah, we recorded it a couple of sessions in a week in March and a week in May. Some of the songs have been written over the last few years, so some of them are written at the same time as the songs for Life is Fine. I think of the two records, Nature and Life is Fine, as like companion pieces. They're quite similar in a way. This record's probably less poppy and less rock and roll in it, but a lot of the similar themes and themes of nature and humans' place in nature, I suppose.
There's a lot of poetry on the album, some by you and some by other poets that you obviously respect. Where does the inspiration for your poetry come from?
I liked reading poetry from my teens, I guess. My first and favourite poet still is William Shakespeare. I guess you'd call him a playwright and a dramatist. Of course he was, but he also wrote great poetry, and his plays are poetry. And we did Macbeth at school, and that sort of just rocked my world. So I've been the way he plays with language. I guess as a songwriter, I'm always interested in language that's fresh and original and thrilling, and he's always been that. You know, reading poetry is part of what I read. I read novels, I read non-fiction, I read the sports pages every day, and I also read some poetry every now and then.
So do you ever find yourself at strange times, you know, like on the toilet, coming up with a poem or at least some type of line for one that you've got to write it down then and there?
Yeah, I have to write. If I get an idea for something, I've learned that if I don't write it down, I'll forget it. So if I hear, you know, a line for a song comes from anywhere, comes from maybe something you read or something somebody says, or just from something that you're thinking, you think, oh, I should write that down. And there's been sometimes I think I'll remember that later, and then of course I don't. So I have gotten to the habit from fairly early age to just write it down. And of course it used to be carry a little notebook around. Now it's just I've got a little notes on my phone, so now it's the phone. But it's the same thing. You just got to, if you get an idea, write it down. Otherwise, it's gone by the end of the day.
So when you were looking at the tracks you created, was it a kind of a difficult decision to work out which one would be a better fit for each of the albums?
Yeah, I consciously picked tunes for Life is Fine that were a bit more upbeat. And I just wanted to make a sort of more of a pop record. These songs have probably a little more atmosphere and more ballads on this record. There's some up ones as well, but they... it's just a sort of the other side of the coin of Life is Fine, I guess that's the way I look at it.
Is there any material left over for these two albums that'll be good to go for another one?
Yeah, there's. I seem to have got quite a bit of stuff sort of stored up. I mean, the way I've recorded over the last 4 or 5 years is just whenever I've got some songs, I just get the band together and we go and record them, and then I sort of sort them out later. It's not like we go in and say, we're doing this album now. So yeah. I just record when I've got songs and then sort them out in the different records. We got about a dozen songs still sitting there, but they're sort of, I call them odd socks. So I just have to wait till I find, you know, some matching socks, and then once I get a few socks that match, I start to think, oh, here comes another record. But it's good to have some stuff up, you know, stuff in the back pocket. It's always good, maybe an extra, you can use them for extra tracks. And and sometimes, you know, there's really good songs that don't get released, not just because they don't quite fit a particular record. So there is some more stuff to come.
Talking about Paul's latest album, Nature, some great collaborations on this album once again. I see your longtime friends Vicar and Linda Ball there on this time, and your daughters Madeline and Memphis, they're part of the album too.
Yeah, they sing on two songs. I also sang with them on a record I did 2 years ago called Death Stateless Night, and of course I've sung with them at various family gatherings and other concerts. they're both singers and songwriters in their own right, so it's just great to get together with them when I can. There's quite a few women singers on this record. I wanted to have a diverse range of voices besides mine, so as well as Maddie and Memphis, who, by the way, were looked up very much to Vicar and Linda. I guess Vicar and Linda were like their mentors. They're Vicar and Linda are part of the family, so they're like their aunties, really. Yeah, I think they learnt a lot from listening and watching Vicar and Linda. So even my daughters have their own sort of dance moves that they do when they sing together. The way that Vicar and Linda have their own moves. My daughters have different moves, but the idea of singing with the sort of dancing together, I think, came from Vicar and Linda. We've also got Kate Miller-Heidke singing on the record. She sings a featured vocal on a song called Bound to Follow, which is, she sings the chorus, which is where it's like a spirit woman luring a man to maybe his death or maybe some place in a mysterious world. She sings a very, very high ethereal part on that song. This is quite beautiful. And the other singer is Alice Keith, who I've sung with before on a record of mine called Seven Sonnets. So she has a band called Sweet Jean, and we've collaborated over the years, and I just managed to get all my favourite singers onto one record for once.
Now, speaking of Vicar and Linda, I hear they also turn up in the film clip to your big song With the One I Love, which was shot in Melbourne's old Magistrates Court when Ned Kelly was tried and sentenced to death. Historic. How'd you go finding a location like that for the film clip? Or was that down to the clip director?
Well, I talked with the director, Sean Darling, and it's her idea to set the song in a court. And then she knew about the Melbourne Magistrates Court, which is it's not operational anymore as a everyday court, but it's open for tours and it's right next to the Melbourne Jail, right next to where Ned Kelly got hung. It's a beautiful old courtroom. It's got a lot of atmosphere, beautiful wood. So we just managed to hire it, and we asked Vicar and Linda to play my lawyers. So we have a judge. We're Mojo Juju. The singer is playing the judge. Vicar and Linda are my lawyers, my defence lawyers, and we assembled a motley cast of friends and acquaintances for the jury and the witnesses in court. So it was a fun day doing that.
The guy's always writing, as we found out, poetry, songs. He's written books. He can do anything he likes. Paul, tell us your plans for 2019.
We've got some big shows end of the year, around sort of mid-December. And they're shows with Angus and Julia, Alex Lay, and Mojo Juju, Dee Dee Dumbo. Not really a tour as such next year. Still sort of planning out next year, so I haven't really got any firm plans yet. But we'll be out and about doing shows, I expect, somewhere.
All right, mate. Thank you very much for joining us. Paul Kelly on the Oztober Lunch. It's been an absolute honour to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, Dave. We'll see you later.
This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.